We have been talking about how to live in the realm of the supernatural. And because there's some things rolling around in my spirit, some things the Lord spoke, and I'm just going to see how he want to do that. What I want to do is sort of review what we have already covered. And how to live in the realm. There's a natural realm and there's a supernatural realm. Paul gave this statement in 2 Corinthians, our text, and I'm moving right along. He said, therefore, if what? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is a new what? Creature. This person, individual, as well as whoever, has become a new creature. You're like a new baby come in the family. That's a new baby in the family. This person have been taken out of the world of darkness, rather that old man that used to be inside of you has been removed and a new creature have come forth. You have become a new self altogether. And this new self, new person, new creature, is now in the realm with God. God the Father, Jesus the Son. And we now have been brought into a kingdom that's brand new. We've never been in this place before. And we are just like our Father God, just like our Lord Jesus that was raised from the dead. And you know, for many, it's been kind of hard for them to get that because it hadn't been made clear enough in their lives. And I think we need to listen closely to the Holy Spirit so we can emphasize this and preach it, teach it with the anointing so this truth can get into every man's spirit. I am who he is. I am who he is. I'm a new creature. We need to get this that we are in the family of the redeemed. We are a new species of being. We are in God's class. We are like him. And we have to learn this, get this revelation in our spirits. And learn how to live in that realm. Learn how to operate in that realm. Learn, get to know, and listen, get to know it, and then learn how to handle spiritual things. Isn't there natural things? Aren't there natural things in this natural realm? You got what? You got a refrigerator, and you got an automobile. You don't handle them the same, do you? You got a lawnmower, and then you have a four-wheeler. You don't handle them the same, do you? Are you following me so far? Amen. But yet you use them all. How did that happen? I learned what a lawnmower before.
Amen.
And I learned what a four-wheeler before. And I know how to use it to my advantage to help me. Amen. You don't see me going to the woods on my lawnmower. I tell somebody, I got me a zero turn. I'm going to hunt my deer today on my zero turn. I probably won't get past this building. If you know, I doubt if I get past. I know when I get up to the other one, it's because it'll stall on, and you don't have to be in the rut. It'll just stall on slick ground. Won't go nowhere. I'm going somewhere. And if we are, and we learn all these things. Now we don't even need to go here. Because all of my grandchildren, that's all of them, and I'm pretty much right. It's hard to get their heads up at times. Come in the house with the head down. Because they learn how to go, and you know, I can take some lessons from them. Amen. And do. And some stuff they can pull up on here. I don't know how, I don't have a clue, but they know how to work it. And I finally learned how to pull up my scripture. And because I've learned that, it have helped me, and I can use an iPad. If we could learn that we are first new creatures, like God, listen to what I'm saying. I know I'm not hooping and hollering, but I want y'all to hear me. We learn this, how you learn it. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Listen to what it says now. This is Colossians. What was that? That wasn't me. This is Colossians, I think 3:16. Let the words of Christ do what? Dwell in you how? Richly. Listen, richly. Doing what? Teaching. Doing what? Teaching and admonishing one another. You can do it in psalms, hymns, and spiritual song, singing and making grace in your heart. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Notice what it's doing. That word in you is teaching, admonishing. What is doing? What is that word doing? What is the Spirit doing? Teaching you about spiritual things. Now, we learn how to sing with our natural mind, in the natural, but you can learn how to sing in the spirit. You can sing psalms. What did it say? I guess I better go over there. Huh? Let me make sure I'm on point. What am I in? It says, let me go to another track. Go back to get to this. Come on now. Get out of the way. All right. All right. So here we go. Here we go. It said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Notice, what did we find out? What did we find out Wednesday night about wisdom? It says, Paul, this is the way the Passion Translation put it. It says,